This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. A caravan with thousands of migrants is on its way to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives has ended a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib over her comments about the war between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. The Michigan Democrat had nearly two dozen Republicans join Democrats to kill the motion without debate. Negotiators will be back at it again today to try to end the Hollywood actor strike. Talks between SAG-AFTRA and the major studios continued well into last night, with artificial intelligence being a major hurdle. Folks from both sides say the talks are heading in the right direction and that a tentative deal could be reached within a week. National Security spokesperson John Kirby is reporting civilians are beginning to evacuate war-torn Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed on a maximum number allowed to leave. Only 500 people may cross daily. Former fiery Indiana University men's basketball coach Bobby Knight has died at the age of 83. The family announced last night, "It's with heavy hearts that we share that Coach Bob Knight passed away at his home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family." Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Would you want to buy a haunted house? You'd be surprised what people think.
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden was on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Biden visiting Minnesota and emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is meeting the presidents of Chile and the Dominican Republic this afternoon in the Oval Office. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Good to have Grover Norquist with us. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president. Good morning, Grover. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, you've been having fun, huh? Putting together a list of 10 reasons to reduce the IRS funding. Did you just have to stop and leave the other 1,022 on the floor?
Well, one of the cheerful things is that the IRS spending is once again on the chopping block. Mm. Had a chance to and got rid of $22 billion when we were doing debt ceiling. And then I spoke with the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, and said, you know what? We need to reduce some spending. And how about if we got rid of the 80? And that hadn't been on the bill. You know, all the Republicans who came with different ideas.
They hadn't even thought about that?
No, and you know, the Freedom Caucus guys, they hadn't, you know, wasn't on their list, wasn't on anybody's list. I'm going, my goodness, talk about, you know, the elephant in the room. How did anybody, why was that not the first thing everyone saw? And that's why sometimes when you have an idea, you start to, I'm sure everybody thought of this, but how about this? And maybe they hadn't. So, and McCarthy said, absolutely, this is great. And so they put that in the list. And when they went knock down, drag out with the Senate, Democrat president, we got 22 of the 80 billion taken out, which is, you know, better than zero, which is what we were heading for.
Right.
So we did that. And then what came up was, the Republican leadership wants to have an offset. If we're going to spend $14 billion to help Israel build or rebuild, work on their air defenses, mm-hmm. Where are we going to get the 14 billion, 14 plus something billion?
Right.
We're going to raise taxes? No, not an option. We're going to do more debt? No. We'll take spending down. Where do we get the money? How do we get this? And sadly, there was one person in D.C. who said, oh, we could raise tariffs. It's great. So the American consumers will pay for this. No.
Right.
So they said, no, absolutely not. And they went with the idea of that they had used before, which is take the money out of the IRS's budget, reduce spending dollar for dollar. So whenever a Republican congressman or senator hears a Democrat and go, oh, we have an emergency. We need $1 billion for this. Okay. If you really think it's important, let's take it out of the IRS.
And, exactly.
This is if they're going to do Ukraine, they should do the same thing. They should make sure that it's not a net, you know, emergency spending. You do the budget stuff. You try and keep that as low as you can. But then when they try and sneak stuff in with emergency, everybody to get from street, you have to do what I say because it's an emergency. It can be an emergency, but we will pay for it with cutting spending. The Republicans did this with Obama. When, you know, some flood or something happened, and they said, okay, we'll pay for the flood, because what happens, the Democrats were all trying to put money in for, you know, something out of New York when the flood.
They want to add ornaments to that Christmas tree. They can't help themselves.
Yes, but if they had to have an ornament, they had to pay for it by reducing spending. Mm-hmm. Then it didn't stop them, but it slowed them down.
Exactly.
It meant that spending would have to come from somewhere else. So good news is, once again, the IRS is on the chopping block. We're going to reduce the budget that the Republicans are passing. I don't think it passed yet. It's written, but I don't know that it's passed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We stand alone. Israel gets $14 billion, and we take $14 billion out of the IRS. Win-win.
We got them down to about 50. So we got them down to about 48 now, maybe 46 billion right now
we got to keep coming back.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. Stephen Moore asked, you know, to your point, he asked his readers, he said, do you favor funding more IRS agents or more aid to Israel? Well, it wasn't even close. You know, forget about the IRS agents. Although it did demonstrate that there was one person in particular who was more interested in IRS expansion, and that would be President Joe Biden.
Yes, Biden is, and this is helpful because it forces the president and the Democrats to stand up and say, this is our priority. Our top priority is hiring more people to harass the American people. Everything else is second.
Mm-hmm. Well, and meanwhile, you know, they keep coming up with these ideas, but they've got to come up with ways to, to pay for it. I mean, because now, because all that's going on in the Middle East and spreading out into this country, you've got Kamala Harris, because she did such a stellar job at the border. Did you know that? That they now have appointed her in charge.
I missed that.
She's the Islamophobia czar now.
And the Muslims are in trouble if she's good. I'm here to help you.
I don't even know if she knows how to spell Islamophobia. But, you know, but she's going to be in charge, Grover. And you know, with her, because now she's got, you know, she'll have her little fiefdom, so now she's got to build up and put some more bureaucrats, to that department, right?
There is a real opportunity now to roll back the IRS to cover this spending. But there are lots of reasons. If there wasn't any war in the Middle East, mm-hmm. we should still be reducing the IRS spending.
Right.
We learned recently that the IRS Internal Revenue Service gave a $2.6 billion, with a B, contract for taxpayer dollars to Booz Allen, which is a consulting company. Let's mm-hmm. see. Booz Allen is the company that the gentleman who stole all the IRS data worked for. He was a consultant. He was a Booz
yes.
Allen staffer. He went through the IRS, stole Trump's IRS tax returns and gave them to the New York Times. That was him, we now learn. And then 4,000 or more other people, roughly 4,000. Maybe much more than 4,000, but at least 4,000 of other people's, and gave it to ProPublica and to the Democrats in the Senate. ProPublica being a left-wing group that pretends
right.
to be journalists, but they're just left-wing activists that deal with stolen data that they pay people to steal for them from the government.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who did this, the IRS rewarded his firm with a $2.6 billion contract. Does this suggest to you that they were upset that Booz Allen had put a spy into the IRS who stole stuff and gave it to the Democrats, or that they were happy with that?
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for, and you watch
yes.
who gets rewarded, right? So, guess what'll happen? They're back, and we'll just get more of the same. This is just so unbelievable. And Grover, we can't thank you enough that you're reporting on it, because the mainstream media is not about to report on it. I mean, this is our money, and you're holding them accountable. And to put this out, we the people need to be aware of this kind of idiocy. because we got to quit voting these people into office that continue to perpetrate this kind of idiocy upon the American people. Got to go to break. We've got more from Grover on the other side. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Grover Norquist, fresh and independent. Both of us are, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the people that we serve, which is you, and thank you for joining in. Of course, Grover is the president for the Americans for Tax Reform. You know, Grover, we are talking off air here, and if it's okay with you, you know, I'd like to get your understanding on this, because there is a dynamic. There's an institute. The institution here has been formed over the decades. You know, by I believe Marxists that are counter our Constitution. And this is why people are frustrated, because, you know, you usually have a system that is set up, and ours starts with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If you follow that, then you should get certain results as a result of following those said documents. And what's happening is the fruit of those documents is incongruous. They're not matching up. And people are wondering, what the heck is going on here? And you report on these incongruities every week, and I'm grateful that you come on and do this. But people need to understand that the institution, the tree itself is compromised. And that's why we're not getting, you know, the avocados that we had planted. Does that make sense?
Yes, we have a whole series of challenges. The good news is the Constitution stands. It's still there. Most Americans buy into it. We now actually have 5 or 6 members of the Supreme Court that have read it all the way through, which is new recently, and take it seriously. So it's easily fixed if you just pay attention to the Constitution. And some of the decisions that the courts are making, even just this year, will help us, because what confuses a lot of people is there's this bureaucracy that agencies, the IRS, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the FDA, the FTC. Where in the Constitution does it say that you can have agencies that get set up by Congress that autonomously do things that have courts, like tax courts?
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. That you know, there's a judiciary, there's an executive branch that the president runs, and then there's Congress, and they've set up this fourth branch of government. And people are so used to it that they go, well, what does the FDA say we're allowed to do? What? The Food and Drug Administration. What are you talking about? Where do they get authority to do what? Okay. No, Congress could pass the law explicitly saying X, Y, or Z, and the FDA will implement it. But not, oh, you guys just go out and tell everybody what they're allowed to do.
Right.
The whole thing during COVID, we had all these unelected bozos going, I'm an expert, shut up, I'm in charge. And frankly, the White House listened to them and shut the economy down. You know, and when our team believes that it's their job, it always bothered me when Bush 43 said, well, I'll ask the generals when we leave Iraq. I'm sorry. What? We have civilian control of the military.
Exactly.
The generals don't tell you anything. You tell the generals.
Right. Well, and the truth be known, I mean, go back to Vietnam. That's why Vietnam was such a quagmire, because it was run by civilians. It really wasn't run by the generals, and the generals' wings have been so clipped. You know, you got these guys, and of course, right now the generals are certainly suspect. The current layer of generals, we let so many good generals and experienced military men out the exit doors of our country, and I mean, everything's a compromise because, you know, to your point here, Grover, is that we've got to get back to first principles. We've got to understand what is the mission here in all these organizations, in the system, you know, starting with the federal government. You know, like you said, your case in point, and you just talked about the FDA. How many other, you know, bureaucratic entities that we have, these three-letter agencies that, you know, have that kind of control and do the same thing?
Right, and there are cases that will, and because the courts, and particularly conservatives on the court, tend to change things slowly, even when they're changing things from being bad, phasing out affirmative action and racial quotas and so on took like 30 years for crying out loud, which is unacceptable. But they would take it down a little bit each time. I think you'll see a diminution of the power of the fourth estate, the fourth branch of government. I don't know that it'll go to zero in one decision.
But I think we'll
see pulling it back. And I think that will be extremely healthy. And I think over the next few years, people can begin to say, you know what? The FDA doesn't get to decide anything. Congress passes the law. Maybe you want to have the FDA make some recommendations, for what the law say.
Right, exactly.
But it ought not to be making decisions. Only Congress passes law, not bureaucrats. And then when they get to interpret laws, judges interpret laws, okay?
Right.
And the judge may go, this is unclear, and send it back to Congress, and Congress may want to do something about it. But if it's unclear, you don't get to go, well, let the bureaucrats decide. Which is
let the unelected bureaucrats run your life, right?
They tend to say, the way we interpret it, I have much more power and you have less. That is my bureaucrat decision today. They very rarely get less power for themselves.
Well, the problem that you have, just like you said, Grover, they've been doing this for decades now. And they're not going to let go of that power easy.
Oh, yes. When Trump was elected, shortly after he was in, there was a guy who they said was high up in the Trump appointee. Turns out he was a nobody. And he said, I'm going to fight from within because I disagree with what Trump is doing. And I remember thinking, first of all, according to him, he was appointed by Trump to do what Trump wanted. Trump was elected. He wasn't. And the idea that because he now sat in the bureaucracy, it was a good and virtuous thing for him to do whatever popped into his brain, it's bad enough when presidents make all these decisions because they can make bad ones, but they were elected, okay?
Yes, exactly.
They're allowed to make decisions.
Right.
Good, bad, or ugly, they get to make the decisions. Other people don't. And they will lose the next election if they choose poorly according to the American sense of the American people. But a bureaucrat never loses an election.
Oh, no. It's forever.
He's not responsible to anybody. When I read that piece, I said that guy should be hunted down and fired for violating his oath of office because he's violating the Constitution by taking upon himself powers that belong in the hands of the president.
How telling is it to have that kind of arrogance and for somebody to speak it out loudly, not even just think about it or talk about it at a private cocktail party, but in front of God and everybody, say this is like, whoa. And then for it to kind of just come and go and people say, well, I guess, because what happens, that happens, it doesn't get checked and people go, oh, I guess that is the way it is. So then they double down on this kind of junk, right?
Absolutely.
It's nice. Well, look, we got a minute and a half left. I did want to talk about Joe Biden's climate corps. This is his latest creation, speaking of expanding the bureaucracy, right?
Oh, he wants to spend money. He doesn't say where he's going to get it, by the way. Congress has not appropriated it, which is completely unconstitutional for him to do this. He said, I'm going to take money out of some pot of money somewhere here in Washington that was appropriated for something else, and I'm going to put it into this. And I'm going to hire 20,000 young people, 20,000, teenagers, and they will have, they'll go around and do things that are environmental, whatever that means, okay? This is completely unconstitutional. When there was a bill to do this, it never passed. So Congress has said no to this. The president says, I'm going to hire 20,000 people. And they'll be Democratic precinct workers. They'll do get-out-the-vote efforts. This is corruption at the highest and weirdest level.
And we, the people, get paid for another activated political arm of the Democratic Party.
You got it.
Unbelievable. Well, they're focused at hand on what it is their mission is. And the Republican Party needs to be just as focused in order to push back on it. Grover Norquist, as always, we appreciate the time. Where can people go for more information?
ATR.org, ATR.org, or text.
What's for dinner, burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby is reporting civilians are beginning to evacuate war-torn Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed on a maximum number allowed to leave. Only 500 people may cross daily. The House of Representatives has ended a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib over her comments about the war between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. The Michigan Democrat had nearly two dozen Republicans join Democrats to kill the motion without debate. Former fiery Indiana University men's basketball coach Bobby Knight has died at the age of 83. The family announced last night, "It's with heavy hearts that we share that Coach Bob Knight passed away at his home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family." Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now is the Chief Executive Officer of Give an Hour. Dr. Trina Clayu is here to talk about some key survey findings and how employers can support the veterans workforce and, in turn, the overall workplace wellness. She also has some great tips for those seeking to expand their skill set or improve their overall well-being. Dr. Clayu, welcome the show. Good to have you with us.
So great to be here. Thank you.
Well, how exciting. I mean, you've got a new survey. It was commissioned by the Harris Poll on behalf of the University of Phoenix. It says most U.S. military members, 93%, huge number, agree that mental health is as important as physical health. However, a third of military members, 33%, reported never seeking out professional counseling, despite the majority experiencing a lack of sleep and anxiety. Boy, what that in itself is a powerful paragraph to, you know, chew on for a moment.
Yeah, I think it's reflective of what we're seeing across the workforce, not just for veterans, but for most workers.
Well, you know, when you talk about sleep, I think there was a survey taken last year that said if you had one more hour a day, what would you do with it? The number one choice was sleep. You know, so what exactly? So what is that telling us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love that they chose that one, though, because that's the one that really is elusive to so many people, and certainly our veterans.
Well, you know, let's talk overall about the, you know, the mental health state of the veteran workforce. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I think it's really similar to the overall state of mental health for all workers, and it feels like it's in crisis. This Career Index survey that you mentioned from the University of Phoenix found that 74% of Americans feel stressed about their job and careers, and almost half are experiencing feelings of burnout. And so there's a need for a fundamental shift in how we talk about and think about mental health for all of workers, and certainly for our veteran workers. And so we're really encouraging people to get more educated about mental health and to understand the signs of emotional distress, to understand when we see those signs in ourselves and others and what to do, and to help create a supportive work environment where managing mental health and stress is seen as an integral focus of overall health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trey, I'm so glad you're here to talk about this, because the opportunity for us is to get ahead of this, okay, not just to be the effect of it, right? Because we see what's coming. Right now, if the numbers are like this at 74%, and I'm not hearing from the economists that there's going to be any letting up of inflation. They're talking even the D word, you know, coming into play here. And already you've got credit card debt at record numbers. People are taking on other jobs in order to keep up with the cost of living. All this is just going to add to the stress component, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like for the last four or five years, we just haven't had a respite from the amount of information coming at us. So I would agree. It hasn't been on a wonderful trajectory, and that's why this is such a great opportunity for more of us to become involved in mental health.
Well, and like you say, what the military is experiencing is representative of what's going on in the culture. But there are some unique experiences for those who have served in the military that have come in, you know, out of areas where, you know, some, you know, you just feel for them that have been in a combat situation. Thank God less than 1% of them actually find their way in a situation where they're in combat. But they come back, and some of these scars you cannot see, and the reality is they're dealing with it. They're making an adjustment to come back, and especially for those that are transitioning out of military and into civilian life, because some of the additional balls that they have to juggle is, I got to get a job. I got to provide for my family. I don't have the military to support me. I've talked to some of these. I'm a former Marine, and I've talked to some of these military guys that are getting out. They don't even know how to balance a checkbook, Trina. I mean, they just said they've counted so much on the military taking care of them that, you know, for them, I mean, that's a massive, massive amount of adjustment that they have to make in such a short period of time.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is your experience with that transition, but that transition point between military and the civilian, that 1 to 3 years, is so critical. And, and it really is a high stress point, too. So when we look at the suicide rates that go from that transition, it goes from 1.5 times higher, just as being a military veteran, to almost twice as high during that transition point. And so what you said earlier about getting ahead of this is really what we're talking about too, is getting upstream with mental health support. And that does require more than just clinicians being involved in the mental health conversations. We need everyone involved.
Yeah. For me, I got to tell you, Trina, I was so fortunate because I've been in broadcasting, and I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton, believe it or not. And so I served in the Marine Corps, and so I did radio and television. So for me, it was an easy transition, because even while I was a Marine, I was working, whenever I was off duty, I was working at a local radio station or a TV station and that sort of thing. So I was very, very fortunate. So I had a bit of a runway. To be honest with you, at the same time, I was still open for a career in the Marine Corps. It's just that there were certain criteria that was needed in order to make that happen. Didn't, and I always say, well, God had a different plan for me. So here I am, and all these years later, and I'm still behind the microphone, and I'm privileged to be talking to you to help other other former, military and vets who need this adjustment, because I understand I was in a very, very special place and a unique situation compared to some of these other men and women who come out and they don't have a clue. It's tough.
Right. And it's so exciting, though, because you're able to use these multiple platforms. Not only are you a Marine, you've gone through the transition, you had a kind of a focus on staying in, and you made that switch. And while, like you said, you had a runway there, it still didn't mean that it was an easy transition, and it's not easy to make that leap. And so you have this incredible ability to talk to veterans and to also use this platform for really inviting the conversations and having the legitimacy to really engage in mental health conversations with people who will respect that.
Well, you know, the thing that we learn in the military is it is about team. You know, teamwork makes the dream work, as they say. And so when you're talking about a workforce that you have veterans in, I mean, wow, you've got a tremendous amount of asset there on your team can really add to the experience. And this is where it's so important to work together, to have cooperation and to support one another, you know, coworkers and employers in supporting, you know, veterans in the workplace, right?
Yeah, and I think that's where we're really looking at that fundamental shift is that veteran to veteran is so powerful, and that clinical support is such a crucial part. But there's that other 23 hours in your day, and that's where we're really inviting in colleagues and employers to say that we have these opportunities to address veteran mental health, to support veterans in a way that maybe they aren't getting supported currently in the workforce. When we saw in the study that there's still this very big perception gap between employers and employees when it comes to levels of mental health support at work, and we're still seeing stigma is a significant barrier for military members, and at least a third of them are kind of concerned about the perception of it appearing weak, which is preventing them from getting the kind of professional care they need.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Sharina Kleyu, who brings a wealth of executive experience, as you can tell, in workforce development and mental health to her role as the CEO of Given Hour. We've got a little bit over a minute left here, Trina. Tell us about Given Hour. What's the mission of Given Hour?
Yeah, you'll love this because it falls right in line. In 2005, we were founded to address the lack of mental health support for military members, veterans, and their loved ones in direct response to 9/11. And we have continued to grow and respond to the changing needs of our veteran and military workers and individuals to make sure they're getting the kind of mental health support that they want, need, and deserve.
Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, you can go to givenhour.org/veteranworkforce, and there's more information there.
You're awesome, Dr. Trina Kleyu. In case you didn't know that, I just want to affirm you. Thank you so much for being with us. You take care, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your text questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Well, the FDA's proposed ban on menthol cigarettes has prompted serious criminal justice concerns due to its potential to disproportionately impact communities of color. This prohibition-based approach could exacerbate negative interactions with law enforcement, raise incarceration rates, and further burden justice systems in all 50 states. Here to talk more about it is the former director of the New York State Police Employees Assistance Program, Elliot Boyce Sr., and Art Way. He's an attorney, former Colorado State Director for Drug Policy Alliance, and they're here to tell us more about it. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Art, you first. What is the proposed menthol ban, and why is it being banned?
Well, the FDA is looking to remove menthol from the market, essentially, and not allow it to be sold or manufactured in the country. The way I see it, this is essentially a symbolic effort as well as a retributive effort against the tobacco industry. But I don't believe they are actually focusing on the communities where menthol is most concentrated. I don't believe it's really a public health approach to help with cessation and to allow people to get off of menthol cigarettes. It's just more of a political ploy for the FDA and the government to show that, you know, they're a little bit upset with what went down historically with the tobacco industry when it comes to marketing and promotion. But the reality is the FDA and the government was right beside the tobacco industry 40, 50 years ago when a lot of this marketing and promotion that took place with menthol in the black communities was going on. So I believe it's just a typical type of public health prohibition that usually has unintended consequences and goes the wrong way. You know, when the drug war started, that was supposed to lead to help African-American communities, and they used unfortunate death of land bias to bring in a bunch of legislation and tough-on-crime-type policies, and I believe that did more harm than good. And this menthol ban could do the same thing.
Well, as you say, it is interesting because it seems to target communities of color, and you would think that they would be concerned about the FDA's proposed menthol ban, right?
Yes. I think all communities should be concerned, but communities of color particularly, because the ban specifically is focusing on a product in which 85% of the individuals, 80 to 85% of individuals that smoke it are African American and Latino.
That means the enforcement, the trafficking, and unintended consequences that will result as a direct result of this ban will be in those particular areas. So one community can smoke while the other ones not cannot. So what we're basically saying is all cigarettes should be banned. Cigarettes are bad. If you go ban them all. But don't ban one that's going to increase violence in one community over the other. And the unintended consequences, being a police officer for 35 years and have served on drug task force, federal, state, and local, it becomes a problem because now instead of someone going to a store and giving their license and getting FDA-regulated menthol product, they'll go to the streets. That's going to increase violence in the streets. That's going to increase violence in the streets because drug dealers are going to know it's going to be more beneficial to them to sell cigarettes than it will be to sell any other drug. So that turf war alone can increase violence.
Well, Elliot, didn't we experience a little bit of this in New York with the selling of single cigarettes? And, you know, we had a person die because of that.
Yes. Eric Biden passed away as a result of selling or allegedly selling a Lucy cigarette. That's just going to increase. You know, there are good people trying to put out policies in the best interest of the community, but they're just not taking into account what the unintended consequences will be. And unintended consequences are going to be a strain on police resources. That's meaning right now we're dealing in law enforcement with police officers trying to manage through individuals dealing with mental health issues. And that's a struggle. And we're trying to find a caveat to do it to make sure it's safe. And now you got to add another health issue.
Exactly.
Like mental cigarettes. And when you ban these mental cigarettes, police officers, the lack of resources and the strain is not something that we or they should want to deal with. And police agencies around the country, police unions should be paying attention to this because it's going to be a problem for law enforcement.
Art, what do you say about this? Because I think Elliot spelled it out very quickly. I mean, you've got limited resources. We've defunded police. We've really tied them up in so many ways. Crime is, you know, we've promoted crime on the streets of America. And now, you decide to complicate the issue by going after menthol cigarettes. Like, that's the most important thing we could deal with right now in our society, really?
Yeah, and you know, the African-American public health community who are behind this, you know, there's a myriad of other things that they could be addressing, access to health care, poor health care. A lot of our health issues within the African-American community are tied into poverty and poor diet. The same goes for, you know, cardiovascular concerns. And they use this nebulous notion of tobacco-related harms, which is not very distinct. It's a lot more of a correlation as opposed to a causation that goes on when a lot of those health concerns are listed as the justification for this ban. But, you know, you're right. There's a lot of other things we could be concerned with. There was no impact assessment done, Mr. Martinez, as to what this ban would look like in our communities. There's no impact assessment as to what the illicit market, is going to cause and the problems it's going to cause in our communities. And you all should know that the illicit market is already there. We're not going to create a brand new illicit market. It's already established.
Right, exactly.
And this ban is basically giving them a free-for-all and, basically a bingo and a jackpot to provide menthol cigarettes across the country. And the result of the ban when it comes to people quitting smoking is just not there. The benefit is just not there to engage in this federal ban that's going to basically be a boom to the illicit market. And, it's not just Eric Garner in New York. You know, we Google the menthol man in Chicago. You know, the taxes were so high on cigarettes in Chicago that a lot of the illicit market was alive and well. And we've had violence. The so-called menthol man was killed for cigarettes. And so we just don't need this in our community at the moment. And there's a lot of other things that the African-American health community that are proposing this ban should really be focusing on. Other than menthol cigarettes, we had a 40% usage rate of cigarettes in the 70s. That's down to like 12% now in this country. And African Americans are probably starting to leave cigarettes alone as well. So I don't know why we're going in the right direction, and this seems to have the ability to make things worse.
Well, exactly. You know, Elliot, I always tell the kids, you know, experience defines preference. And, you know, what Art's talking about, when you look at the reduction of people being involved in cigarettes, we saw what happened to our parents and grandparents. It's a terrible way to die, to deal with, smoking and the consequences of smoking. Let me ask you this. What are the consequences for people who are arrested for smoking a menthol cigarette, Elliot? If this ban goes into effect,
the thing that they're selling the community is that no individual will be impacted. That's meaning an individual possessing cigarettes will not be impacted. Understand, anything you ban, you make it contraband. You make it contraband, you make it a police issue. So a police officer is not going to be able to just ignore your possession of these items. So that becomes a problem. Not to mention police officers, those who will use it as a tool to enforce or research or investigate other crimes, will basically target individuals just for the purpose of continuing an investigation. I think the thing people don't realize is it's going to, one, you're going to have menthol cigarettes because they're not going away. They can be unregulated. So now they're regulated by the FDA. You go to the store, you give your license. You get a cigarette or an item that's regulated. Now it's going to be coming over from China, smoking, which are predominantly a lot of them are from China.
Exactly.
You're not going to know what's in it. And it's going to be items placed in them for you to be even more addicted to it. Not to mention, when you think about these communities, you're going to have your grandmother, those elderly, sending their grandkids or grandchildren to the streets to purchase these things from the back of someone's trunk, which now increases the chances they're going to be subject to violence.
Oh,
it is incredibly out of order. And I think the other thing, too, for individuals who keep hearing that it's, you know, happening in black communities, it's going to happen in African-American communities, understand smuggling has to go through your community, too.
Exactly.
So if you sit across your legs and say, it won't impact me, drug dealers have one mission. It's the same as everybody else's in America, is to move on up. So moving on up means moving to different communities. So
it is that simple. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we got to leave it there. And our thanks to Elliot Boyce Sr., retired, who's a former director of the New York State Police Employee Assistance Program, and Art Way, an attorney, a former Colorado State Director for Drug Policy. Art, as we wrap things up, tell people where they need to go if they want to get involved.
Right now, the White House Office of Management and Budget is considering the FDA ban. So do your best to potentially reach out to them, send letters. But also let your local African-American elected officials and Latino officials know that this is coming, and to make sure that they are not willing to add criminal charges on the local and state level in conjunction with this federal ban, because, you know, that'll bring forth the problem that Elliot has laid out wonderfully. So thank you for the time, Mr. Martinez, and I'll leave it at that.
Thank you so much, Elliot Boyce and Art Way. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.